to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The snow is snowing.
The wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Yes, I can't remember our worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? Baby, I've got my love to keep me warm. Oh, off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form?
My overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire. The flame goes higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
The Hawk, that was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong kicking off December for the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We've got a month of music, a variety to finish off not only December, but the year. It's the year, and our one-year anniversary is coming up. I'm so excited, and I'm sure you're in for a big treat today, because... You think I'm going to play Christmas music? I've got my love to keep me warm? No, 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 no. I reckon if someone is that dead set on listening to Christmas music, then chances are they're already on one of those 24-hour Christmas station kicks. And we will have some throughout the month. Not too much, but a little bit. But today, we will not have any. For today, we're going deep into the heart of the American swampland. On the western shores of Florida was born a saxophonist. Yes, in Tampa, Florida, an alto saxophonist that would go on to change the shape of jazz music throughout his life. His work was provocative, enticing, tasteful, exciting, and most of all was able to capture the moods and essence of jazz that so many people love. His story is one that may have been written dozens of times before when talking about jazz artists, but unlike these others, we are left with a feeling of success and fulfillment at the end. A man who truly filled his place in the world of music, and hopefully in his own dreams. Yes, folks, today we take a look, a retrospective on Julian Edwin Adderley, affectionately known as Cannonball Adderley, a fermented nickname acquired in school when his classmates called him Cannibal for his ferocious appetite. And finishing up his musical studies in Florida, it wasn't long in New York before Cannonball drew up the attention of the renowned Miles Davis, who planned to release two of the quintessential jazz albums of all time in only the next few years. Cannonball's playing style stewed the pot of musical mischief, and it wasn't long until he was on the road with his brother Nat Adderley, John Coltrane, and Miles Davis, complementing Miles' understated trumpet style with the busy saxophone work of Cannonball Adderley. When Miles decided to make the first of those two groundbreaking albums milestones, Davis knew just who to call. So yes, today we are taking a retrospective look at the all-known Cannonball Adderley, and we'll be starting off here with Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley on Miles from Milestones on 101.5 The Hawk. Gee, this is one long album. 101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, where today we take a retrospective look at the all-great Cannonball Adderley, alto saxophonist extraordinaire. That last song was Allison's uncle, a.k.a. Bangoon, from his first album of his own, called Something Else, which featured an all-star cast. Him, his brother Nat Adderley, Miles Davis was also there. This is a track, Allison's Uncle, we just heard, that really highlights the stark differences between Miles and Cannonball. Yet they work together. It's the essence of jazz right there, two different styles coming together. And it was recorded not too long after working with Miles Davis on Milestones, which was the track we heard previous. And indeed, after those few short years of touring the country and recording for Miles Davis, then his own album, he really did seem to just shoot right into stardom. And he would rightfully stay there for many years to come. They say his music isn't necessarily groundbreaking, but that his technique and highly decorated, florid improvisations are beyond compare. And I believe that in its own right, that is something that is groundbreaking, especially in music, in jazz. Each artist, in anything, offers more than just a song or a painting or a sculpture, rather a song in their own way. It is their work. It is how they do it. And Adderley showed us not only his way, but a new way, a fresh, revitalized way, an energized way. To work is to break ground. To succeed is to break the ground and plant the seed. To accomplish is to watch that seed grow from the fertile fields of our minds to the reality of the world around us. And that's just what he did. When he first started in New York in 1955, he had actually just happened to go to Cafe Bohemia with his saxophone. There, the band, the Oscar Pettiford Group, was playing, and their saxophonist did not show up, so they invited Cannonball to join. It wasn't long before he was the buzz of the town, and rightfully so, being compared to Charlie Parker, none other, the King of Bop. And that's where he would stay. His music is quoted as happy music, and none the worse for that. And I have to say, that is probably the best way to put it. It really isn't any worse for that. It isn't just happy-go-lucky, it is happy-go-lively. It is happy-go-strutting down the street. So after making a name for himself with Miles Davis and with his first album of his own, he went on to be on Kind of Blue, another groundbreaking, gorgeous album, a standard jazz album today. And he was always cemented in the blues, but he played in a bebop kind of fashion. And here I have him on Jazz Casual in the 1960s with Ralph Gleason, and he's talking about the changes, how jazz has changed, how he plays, how he perceives playing, and what it is he's playing. So here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, on our Cannonball Adderley retrospective, we have an excerpt from Jazz Casual with Ralph Gleason, talking with none other than Cannonball Adderley.
This is Jazz Casual. I'm Ralph Gleason, and you've been listening to the music of the Julian Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Julian Adderley on alto, Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zavanul on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Julian?
Yes, Ralph.
The blues have always been an integral part of jazz. Has the blues changed much over the years?
Actually, the basic idea of the blues, I don't think has changed very much. When you go to sit in with some guys and say, let's play the blues, it's always the same routine. But most bands that find themselves playing blues frequently, you get sort of hung with playing the same passages, especially when you play a lot of blues in the same keys. Mm-hmm. But it's still probably the most popular form.
Why is this?
Because I think that it encompasses, if any particular form encompasses the total jazz picture, I think the blues does, because it, you know, we get the pathetic feeling, the strong emotions and so forth with the format of the 12-bar and 8-bar blues.
Has the blues changed much in all the additional harmonies that you might put into it in recent years?
Well, I would say that yes, because, like, for instance, the tune that we just played was one written by our pianist, Joe Zavenu, and it's called Scotch and Water. And it's got nothing at all to do with drinking. It's just a play on words. It's because of the bridge that we added to this tune. After each chorus, we do it like an ordinary AABA type form. And the bridge is all one chord, and it's got that Scotch chord feeling, you know, like bagpipes, mm-hmm. the dominant interval that goes through, and that's the Scotch feeling, you see?
Do you do any different things in playing of solos on the blues now than, you know, like with back to King Oliver or Louis Armstrong's days?
Well, frankly, you know, as quietly as people think about it, for the most part, people talk about it. The blues, I think, in those days were a little more involved than they are today.
Oh, and what?
What they call blues might have had more things happening. Hmm. For instance, you might have blues for four choruses, and then all of a sudden here comes an interlude of extraordinary changes for a certain period of time. Now, we have been doing the same kind of thing lately in our band. And that the Scotch and Water is one example. We added a bridge. We have a couple more examples of how we have been altering the blues-flavored things.
Do you write these out, or are these ad-lib blues from a general assumption of the same chords and things?
Well, the tunes are written out, and of course the blowing, as in all jazz improvisation, is ad-lib.
But when you say the tunes, you mean the melodic
lines,
yeah.
And the bridges and so forth, where possible. For instance, we have a blues that, well, you know, the 12-bar blues format we still utilize.
Mm-hmm.
But where the blues goes up a fourth ordinarily, we have a tune that doesn't go up a fourth.
Mm-hmm.
It just stays on the same chord. And then it resolves the final four bars such as any other minor blues would. And we have added a bridge to it.
Well, would you think that all a trumpet player from the early days of jazz would be at home in the blues that you play now?
Only, I would say not so, only because our idea of improvisation using modern chords is a little different. But he could be reasonably at home if told in advance what to play.
Ah, well, now how would you explain the difference between your idea of improvisation and his?
Well, I don't think it's too complicated, except for today, instead of playing the exact chords, we play different chords based upon the original. We may go a key above, a key below, half step above, half step below, and we do a lot of passing chords from change to change. And sometimes in playing these, like the next tune we're about to play, the improviser has to play the same chord for 8 bars. And after a while, you know, that can get monotonous. So if you don't do something else with it, then you see what I'm getting at.
Uh-huh. Well, you're going to play now some other illustrations of tunes that you use that are in the blues idiom and to
That's
which
right.
you have added the particular modern embellishments and structure in the solos. What ones are you going to play?
Well, this next one was written by, of all people, an old blues singer whose name is Eddie Cleanhead Benson.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that he would know as much about the blues as any of the younger guys around mm-hmm. today. But he wrote this tune the way that we play it, which is there is no change up a fourth at the beginning of the second four bars, and he has a bridge in it that is a regular conventional type bridge, except for the last four bars go to another direction instead of the conventional way that bridges go.
Yeah. What is the name of this?
This one's called Arriving Soon.
Arriving Soon, and then you're going to play another one?
That's right.
All right, you'll tell us about that.
That's right.
All right, thank you very much, Julian.
Thank you very much. Well,
we've been listening to Julian Cannonball Adderley discuss some of the aspects of the music that he plays today and the relationship of blues to modern jazz, the way in which the musicians utilize the older forms and still find renewed inspiration in them. And now we're going to listen to the Julian Cannonball Adderley group play Eddie Vincent's tune, Arriving Soon.
Thank you. Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athen Variety Hour as we take a look at Cannonball Adderley this week as a retrospective. That was Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by Cannonball himself. And it was a tune composed by Joe Zawinul, the drummer of the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. And it's probably one of their most well-known hits, very popular tune, and rightfully so. Very talented work there, and it has the nice little prologue there as he kind of says the meaning behind the song, and it really highlights, I think, the blues side of Cannonball. It's interesting because he's kind of stapled as a blues sounding musician, but at the same time he plays in this style that is very mistakenly, I suppose, bebop. So I guess that's where he really shines through. His unique style shines through. This merger of two different brands of jazz coming together to make one big bang, and that is the Cannonball himself. And I'm a particular fan of this recording, too, because it's live. And the way it's mixed really makes it feel as though you're in the audience rather than sitting next to this band that's playing. And I think it adds a fun little element because you hear almost the whoops and hollers, the crowd, better than you hear the music. But it adds to the atmosphere. It adds, I think, to the heart of the music, the recording. And Cannonball would continue to explore his avenues of music and his interests through his music, particularly his love for the stage and screen. In fact, he appeared in two movies, actually. He appeared in one with Clint Eastwood called Play Misty for Me, a 1971 thriller film in which he had a brief scene. And he also appeared in 1975 alongside Jose Feliciano and David Carradine in an episode of Battle Hymn for the TV series Kung Fu. Talk about a filmography. That's quite the standards. And of course, how this went into his music was in 1964, Cannonball Adderley produced a Fiddler on the Roof album prior to the movie that came out in the 70s. So this was really influenced by the stage, what he saw in the musical. And it really features the quintet, well, the sextet in this case, featuring Nat Adderley, Charles Lloyd, Joe Zawinul, Sam Jones, and Lewis Hayes, really playing at their peak. Nothing too explosive, but it is very entertaining. It's a lot of fun, that album. So we will play a tune from there. But 3 years prior, in 1961, he worked with Nancy Wilson, the acclaimed singer, to play some more with his quintet, Show Tunes. In this case, we'll start with Happy Talk, which is a song that comes from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. So without further ado, here is Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson playing Happy Talk on 101.5 The Hawk.
Happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking a happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Cannonball is liable to take a break from his music and address the audience on matters of spiritual or political significance. At the moment, he's still with Charlie Parker.
Things to say, like Charlie Parker had been clocked at 360 notes per minute when the average, or everybody else, was supposed to be doing 170. So that made bebop especially significant. Because he was the front runner. And I was supposed to be a stand-in for the most recently departed Charlie Parker. I want to tell you, 300 and some notes a minute. I don't even know. I don't think anybody ever clocked it, really. But it was a pretty slick thing to say. You always say things like that around people who don't understand. Right. It's like the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, the law of Moses. We have been digging the Ten Commandments and checking them out. And this band had a caucus. Incidentally, I should advise you, first of all, that right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot. That's why we had a caucus and decided that we would vote against the legalization of the utilization of marijuana. You know what I mean? Because then it would cause the third world to have to go to some other bag. You understand?
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. I am Johnny Athens. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and today we're taking a look at Cannonball Adderley, the renowned jazz musician, the alto saxophonist, and the man of blues, rhythm, soul, and spice. That's right, he did it all. What did we hear there was Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley Quintet with Happy Talk, followed by a little excerpt from a concert he did on a cruise, and then that was followed by Sewing Machine, his interpretation of the themes and sounds and feelings of Fiddler on the Roof. He did that. That was the fun of the 60s, but the 60s were a time of big change, and that did not leave out jazz. Jazz was experiencing a pretty big shift away from its kind of classical forms, as a lot of people know it, into something that perhaps we would better understand today. But it's this era that is so stuck in the middle that it's kind of really nowhere. It can very much be on its own. There are certain parts that we might be like, hey, is that from today? Or, whoa, that must be from like 60 years ago. But Cannonball was warm to embrace these changes, and particularly electric jazz and the things that came with that, the tools and excitement that came with that, the innovation of rock and roll on the music scene. And as a result, he produced two albums are Accent on Africa and The Price You Got to Pay to Be Free. Albums that are considered the spirit of Cannonball. It shines through. He's a populist at heart, but they're both diverse albums that reach out into so many soul, Brazilian music, and even cautiously toe-dip into the avant-garde, something we love to see, things that we've experienced on this show before, and we will continue to do so. So from Accent on Africa, here is the Cannonball Adderley Quintet exploring Gumba Gumba on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. We're talking about Cannonball Adderley today, and we're just about to wrap it up, as in 1975, he unfortunately passed away from a stroke. But his legacy does live on with the large library of music he left us with. But this 1 hour is not enough to cover all of Cannonball Adderley. There are so many great tracks, and many of them are so grandiose and large, much like the man himself, that we simply don't have the time today. Trust me, it was tough to pick the tunes. So many of them are a bit longer, so it's hard to fit in and also explore the character in just 1 hour. But I can assure you, he will continue to appear on the show as he already has and as he has today and in the past. So until next time, I thank you for joining me so much. We'll leave you with the track Cannonball by Joe Zawinul when he was a part of Weather Report. I hope you got the chance to check out our social media too as we promoted today's show. Instagram is johnny.athens, Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure. Be sure to tune in next week for more of this wonderful music. Here is Cannonball by Weather Report on 101.5 The Hawk.